The photograph in this exhibition was taken during a sound and light installation in the Arctic town of Longyearbyen's disused power plant as part of the project called Fossil, led by LPO Architects. The future of the old coal-based power plant, once slated for demolition and then saved by a law passed after it was closed, is not clear. Can its reuse be a way to rethink the way we understand an urban built environment? Can it tell the story of the fossil fuel industry in a meaningful way? Can it tell the story of the people who worked in the mines and the hopes they had for better lives? Coal was the backbone of the Industrial Revolution. It fueled the development of the steam engine, a technology that first developed in the late 17th century to deal with water accumulation in the mines. Access to and the transportation of coal was a key driver in the development of shipping and commerce. Canal networks were expanded to facilitate the transportation of raw material and finished goods. In many ways, coal has shaped how our modern Western world has developed. Today, there is a worldwide focus on reducing carbon dioxide emissions, of which fossil fuels are a major contributor. But the fact is, even if we no longer use coal, we will need something to replace it. We have reached a point where our craving for things ties us to using huge amounts of energy. And certain processes, like the production of steel, require not only high amounts of energy, but also coal that has been transformed into coke, a carbon-rich material. People worldwide respond to the call of things. But which parts of the world have access? Which parts don't? Which things are necessary? And which things are superfluous? Perhaps that is the real crux of the problem. It is clear we need to move to more sustainable ways of producing energy and things, taking the entire chain of production, shipment, use, and afterlife into account. But it also seems clear that finding greener solutions isn't enough by itself. We need to rethink why we need so many things, why their call is so strong, why we need to produce so much energy to make those things, whether they are consumables or durables. How we respond to the call of things will have a direct impact on our future.